It is 8 minutes before we get to 5 o'clock. You're listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk and 702 with me, Abongile Nzelenzele, standing in for Africa Milani. Now, according to Tenant Profile Network, 60% of tenants pay their rent on time this quarter, while 9% of all tenants are not paying rent at all. Lower deposits and short-term rental agreements may be on the rise as landlords are feeling the pressure to retain good tenants or just to the difficult current market. Rowan Alexander is the director at Alexander Swart Property, joining you for this conversation. Rowan, thank you so very much for holding. Thank you once again for joining us on the show. How are you?
Morning, Abongile. Great, thanks, and great to be on the show.
Interesting times that we're living in, Rowan. And let me ask, in the current market, has there been an increased demand for short-term rental agreements?
Yes, certainly. So, Abongile, I think it's been a tough year for the rental market. And one of the effects that we've seen is that there's definitely been a rise in the demand for shorter term. I think just for clarity's sake, shorter term, I think would just mean something that is shorter than 1 year. You know, the general accepted sort of term for a residential lease would be 1 year. And I think we are seeing a lot more requests to have agreements signed for less than a year.
Talking about the short-term rental agreements then, are these agreements more favorable to tenants, or can they be, shall I say, mutually beneficial to landlords as well?
I think that the request is coming from the tenant side. You know, I think very often people are in uncertain territory. They're not sure what's happening at work. They're not sure, you know, with lockdown, you know, resurgence coming, COVID resurgence and possibly being at work or not. You know, I think they due to that uncertainty, they may want to look for a shorter term lease agreement. That is definitely, you know, something which is a hindrance to the landlord. Landlords are looking to secure their rights for as long as possible. And usually in doing that, the landlord would offer an extended term and make it beneficial for the tenant through the rental amounts, you know, through discounting the rental amounts for the longer term that he could secure a tenant. Currently, landlords are under pressure to accept the shorter term agreements simply to have someone in their property which they are renting out, but also reduce the rent, seeing that there's so much stock available at this point in time. There's been a huge influx into the rental market, especially in Cape Town and other areas where there's been where there used to be, things like Airbnb, you know, and very short-term, the traditional short-term letting, you know, one or two night stay or weekend stay or stuff. A lot of those properties, because that market has slowed down drastically, have had to switch to long-term rentals, meaning a year plus. So there's a lot of stock that has come to the market, which has caused a downward pressure on the rental values. So landlords are faced with two challenges at the moment: the length of the lease agreement as well as the pricing.
Rowan, I mean, listening to you, I don't know if it would be a fair assessment to make then that for landlords, it's more of a sink or swim scenario. Because I remember back in time, if you went to a landlord and you even tried to negotiate a lease or a term of a lease, it would have been an emphatic no. But it seems from the conversation now, it's more of a roundtable discussion and one that landlords have to engage in.
Yes, certainly. And Abongile, we mustn't forget that price is only one of the terms of the lease agreement. So there's a number of factors which need to be negotiated on to come to an agreement. You know, deposits and things like that also play quite a big role. Costs, who's responsible for what costs. But one thing that we mustn't forget is that landlords have had discount. If properties are bonded, landlords have had a discount in about 30% in their bond repayment. Okay, so there is a discount which they could extend to tenants because their bond installments have gone down by about 30%. But most landlords are sitting in a position where they're trying to cling to their rental income, which they were seeing a year or 2 years ago. The best thing that a landlord would possibly do is to reduce the rent in the light of what has happened in the market and the discounts which they have received with the reduced interest rates, and to extend that to the tenant. We also need to look at other pressures in the market, which is that it's become very cheap or affordable for a tenant to actually access home ownership. So a lot more tenants are buying, which is also draining from the potential tenant pool. So if you are looking to rent your property out, you know, extending that discount which you have received on the finance to your tenant will actually go a long way in helping you secure a good tenant and having your property not standing vacant. But we're seeing a lot of people are trying to hold on to values of rental income which of prior or previous years.
And just to make it clear, Rowan, to everyone, that I mean, there is nothing forcing any landlord or tenant to engage in any of these conversations, more especially for the landlord. It's in their interest to say, you know, if you're not earning enough, maybe it's worthwhile to reduce your rent because you've never been late. So why lose a good tenant instead of reducing your installment or your rent?
Exactly. And the same applies with new tenants. You know, if you were renting out a property for, say, 7,000 or 8,000 rand or 10,000 rand a month, and you have it stand empty for 1 month, you would have been better off reducing the rent by 1,000 rand up front. If you look at the annual income that you had earned, you're much better off just reducing the rent up front and ensuring that the property doesn't stand empty. But what tends to happen is landlords hold on to a value which they hope to achieve. 1 or 2 months later, after the property is standing vacant, they eventually reduce the rental, and only then do they find a suitable tenant, having lost 2 to 3 months worth of income and then a reduced amount on the new agreement. So that creates quite a substantial loss. So what we encourage people to do is to say right up front, if your cost of ownership has reduced because your interest on your bond has reduced, so extend that benefit to your tenant, and that will ensure that you get a tenant which would ensure that your income is protected for the next 12 months.
Rowan, I am out of time, but as always, before I let you go, your advice perhaps to tenants and renters alike?
So I think we've given some good advice to landlords. On the tenant side, you know, I think it's important for tenants to stay reasonable and to be fair in negotiation. If there's a good property out there and you've got a good landlord, be sure to negotiate favorable terms for yourself, but also be fair in that negotiation. You don't want to sit in a position where in 12 months' time, the landlord feels so begrudged by the negotiations of earlier that he tries to up the rent so much that you have to move. Then the cost of moving outweighs, you know, the benefit of a reduced rental at a new property. So you also want to be fair in the negotiation as a tenant to say, you know what, the times are tough. I do have a number of options, but I also need to respect the fact that I may want to stay here for an extended period rather than the initial signed period.
Rowan, I am out of time. Thank you so very much. Rowan Alexander, Director of Alexander Swart Property.